This is an RNIB talking book.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, register charity number 226227.
The Doubly Dead by Elizabeth Ferrers.
11815. The Doubly Dead. Margot D.L., the well-known journalist, was due in London on Friday, returning from a conference abroad. On Saturday, she was expected at her rural cottage. But what really happened on Saturday? By Sunday, it had become apparent that something had gone amiss, and for some reason Margot D.L. had vanished. Margot's country neighbours are soon swept into the web of mystery and suspicion. A murder that seems simply a wanton act becomes a catalyst to people already taut with fear, although the villagers have made up their collective mind as to who is responsible. There now follows a brief description of the book. Mike Craig was born in Batley, Yorkshire. Almost educated at Wheelwright Grammar School, Dewsbury, he's been an audit clerk, a printer in the RAF, a sales rep, a comedy writer, and a BBC light entertainment producer. In this, the second volume of his memoirs, he writes about some of the great comedians he has worked with, including Les Dawson, Frank Randall, Roy Castle, Norman Evans, and Eric Morecambe. Margot D.L., the well-known journalist, was due in London on Friday, returning from a conference abroad. On Saturday, she was expected at her rural cottage. But what really happened on Saturday? By Sunday, it had become apparent that something had gone amiss, and for some reason Margot D.L. had vanished.